Blog Talk Radio.
Yo,
what's good?
Red.
Hello?
Red. Yeah, what's up, Red and Lady T?
What's good?
What's poppin'?
What's up, y'all?
Hey,
what's
Lady
up?
T.
Hey, hey.
How y'all doing?
How you doing?
I'm all right. How are you? How are y'all? How are we?
I'm good.
We're glad you're in a good mood.
For me?
Yeah, you sound like you're in a good mood.
You know, I'm usually in a good mood. But, you know, sometimes, you know, lately, you know, people just want to ruffle your feathers, so I'm trying to, you know, just stay away, you know, distance myself from that type of stuff. But for the most part, I guess, yeah, the 2 weeks off was a much-needed break because there's just too much shit to talk about. And it's getting on my nerves. You know what I'm saying? What up, y'all? What up, everybody? It is The Menu on Blog Talk Radio. It is Big Red, Brother B, and co-star. Wait, do you want to be featured or co-star? You want to be a co-star? Lady T.
I don't even care what
Lady
the topics
T.
we have.
Yeah,
that's small stuff.
Oh, this is like your cameo. Yeah, you're doing your cameo.
It don't matter.
What up? What up, everybody? Once again, it's The Menu on Blog Talk Radio. How y'all doing? It's been a little 2 weeks off. Red dipped out on me and went on vacay. But, you know,
that's
I guess you
right.
Do that.
Show your
right. But wait, you ain't bring back no babies, right? Just
oh hell no! Are you kidding me? Maybe a baby lizard. Look, maybe a baby lizard.
Oh okay. Just making sure now. You know, this thing's
that's
going
right.
on
oh,
in the world.
No.
You know this right here. You know, he's like, well, you know, hey, something happens. It happens, right?
Right, it happens, but it ain't gonna happen to me. Absolutely not.
Hey, listen. Mm-mm. Nah, listen. Don't say that today, because tomorrow, you know, you call me back. Yo,
yo,
why
you stupid.
Said that? Look at me now.
Look at me now.
Can I be a god daddy? Like,
right.
I'll be a god daddy. I'll be a good one. Guest call number 347-324-3395. Guest call number 347-324-3395. Now, as much as I didn't want to get into the topic of Trump, and I'm really not going to spend too much time on him, I do, however, really want to. This whole topic for tonight was basically about the effect that he has had. And it hasn't even been a full 4 years. But I do believe that this guy, I believe from the beginning and still believe he is the Antichrist. I believe that he is like the voice of all that is illogical and sinister and just not nice. I won't say evil just yet, but I'll just put it at not nice. I'm sure some people would beg to differ, but I don't know how many of you have had, you know, friendships or relationships, associates, you know, for some people that you've known for some time now, but as soon as this guy got in office, well, even with Obama, a lot of people started, you know, raising their eyebrows and, you know, forming their own opinions, which kind of made you raise your eyebrow, like, is it because he's black, or is it because he's smart and black, or intelligent and black?
Right.
Intelligent mm-hmm. black man, or is it because he's black, or is it his politics? So here we now have this dude, number 45. And, yeah, I will say it. The dummies and those type of people that follow him have found their God. He is like the leader of the village of the damned and dumb. And some would say, oh, that's your own opinion. Yeah, but coming from the angle that I'm coming from, and I think a little more logical and speak better. Yeah.
All right.
He's not the sharpest knife in the drawer. Matter of fact, he's not the sharpest butter knife either. But people love him, and people have this thing with him where they will support him no matter what wrong he says or no matter what wrong he does, which I find very interesting. But also to the people who we thought were friends or, you know, strong acquaintances who support him, there's been like this divide. And it's like, wow, I respect your opinion, but if you can't respect mine, then how are we supposed to continue as like friends or associates or, you know, whatever? And it's ridiculous on how some people, you know, you may have spoke to on a regular basis, you see on a regular basis, you know, as soon as they start talking politics and involves this guy and all the lies, they defend it. So that kind of puts you in a position of, well, wait a minute, you're defending a misogynist, a racist, and everything else wrong under the sun, and you think me and you are supposed to be cool? So with that being said, input. Who wants to go first? Lady T, Big Red.
Well, I'll go first. The way he's just, but you know what, you were right about what you said in terms of, like, I think this has been happening before even Trump got into office, when Obama came into office, because like I said, first of all, you know, they didn't expect to have a black president, especially for 8 years. And then, you know, you get a black president that's for 8 years and there's no whole bunch of controversy and thing. You know, it's just like, you know, that's, once again, he's not perfect because, once again, that's another thing.
There was controversy. He wore a tan suit. Oh, my gosh, he wore a tan suit.
To them that was a big thing. But, I mean, it's like, you know, he was a president for the people. He wasn't just a president for our people, he was just a president for this one and that one. He was a president for our people. But people, you know, once again, everybody's going to find something wrong somewhere. But I think a lot of the separation and a lot of, you know, like, once again, people that you thought you were friends, like you've been friends with this person for years or whatever, and then we get a black president, then it's just like, oh, okay, that's your opinion. Guess what? It doesn't have to be a black, you know, a white person. It could be, it's both ways. It could be any ethnicity, and you might have been friends with that person or whoever's friends, and then they have a difference in opinion in terms of, you know, that. But now, it's even worse now with everything that just went on in between him being president. I'm talking about Trump. With him being president, with everything that's going on, it's just like one thing after another, and it's just like it's separating people even more. So, and like I said, he's supposed to be a president. When you're a president, you're supposed to be the president for the people, for your whole United States, not who you pick and choose.
It's a professionalism.
Right, no. So, you know, just with everything that's going on, I don't even know. Well, I'll say this in terms of voting, I don't even know what to do anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, at this point, my mind is just like, I don't know. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I know. I know how you feel. You know, but
I'm just going to sum that up for you. First of all, We saw Obama just because he was black. It was supposed to be the most ghettoist administration ever. This shit is beyond ghetto that we're dealing with right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when it's going to stop. And to picture another 4 years of it, I just can't. It's no class to it. It's no integrity with it. It's just say and do what I want to do. I'm acting real niggerish, and I'm not even a Negro. You understand what I'm saying? I don't know how else to describe it, but it's chaotic.
They come in all colors.
Yeah, they come in all colors. It's true.
All colors.
But it's beyond chaotic. It's no etiquette to it. It's no standards to it. It's no rules, especially with that motorcade thing. That turned me way, way off. And when we think about, okay, Bolton, and we don't know what to do, we need to get him out, and then we need to worry about those next four years once he's out and whoever is elected in the next 8 years. Because, I mean, I don't know what Biden and Kamala is going to bring to the table, but I'm sure they're going to bring more class than this stuff that we've been dealing with for the 4 years. This got to go.
I don't know. I bet you differ with that.
I don't know.
Sorry.
All right. So did you see, like, what I sent y'all in Messenger yesterday about what this guy who claims he was a Proud Boy, who basically if Trump doesn't get elected back in the office, is going to be hell. Like, it's going to be drama and, you know, price to pay. And, you know, I just find that real sad that you would actually go that far as to commit acts of violence.
Isn't that kind of creating a dictatorship if they do that?
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
Yeah. Interesting.
Well, yeah. But they don't think so.
Absolutely.
See, it's the people that, you know, when Obama came in, everybody thought he was going to take their guns away, and they were scared because it was a Negro in the White House. So they went and grabbed, you know, bought up all their guns and did all this and that. Okay. So now you have, you know, because once again, all of a sudden, see, that's right there, one part of the violence. Or even the train of thought. So now you have this guy here who's basically inciting the violence. He'll try to say that he's not, you know, I'm not encouraging it, but he's giving the call. Just like that guy said in the video. He's like, well, yeah, we're just waiting for the call. You know, we're waiting for the call. And
but what call are they waiting for? What call is that?
I guess they wait. Remember he said.
The go
he
ahead
said, we work
from the
off
higher
the signs.
Get in, do it.
Yeah, remember he said the signs. We wait for the signs.
Oh, what are you gonna do?
So
go on top of
certain
a mountain
signs,
and start yelling at shit.
But you know what's crazy? So you know what's crazy? So you talk about gangbangers, and you talk about their signs, and you talk about this, and you talk about that. But yet, basically, you guys are doing the same thing. You're waiting for the signs. You're waiting for the calls.
Very similar to gangbang.
And
bang.
Then you're going
to
go out there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and you're going to go out there and commit acts of violence if he's not brought back into office. And even if he is brought back into office, there's going to be another 4 years of chaos, which is going to take probably another 24 years to pull us out of the swamp, you know, that he's created. Because he's talking about draining the swamp. Well, he created a new swamp. And I really don't understand how, you know, this guy has so many people arrested around him and, you know, alliances with Russia and this, that, and the third. And at one point, Russia was just like, oh, no, that's our enemy. Now, all of a sudden, he made their best friends. And I have no problem with that. But to allow them to interfere with the elections, and that's been confirmed. But yet you wanted to say this about Hillary, you want to say that about Obama, and now all of a sudden, oh, everything that you said before, everything that you're doing that people call you on is fake news. So I'm going to let K-Dog come in and, you know, expound on that. What up, K-Dog? What's going on?
Heaven help us all. K-Dog. Good evening, everybody. Heaven help
What's
us
up?
All.
Move to another planet.
You know what?
Planet.
Here's what I got to say. And
he'll probably have his clone on that planet, but anyway.
I'll just say this: America, was America ever great? No, America was never great. Was America ever united? I can't say it ever was. But when it comes to leadership, This right here has been a failure of leadership for 4 years. We've seen nothing but utter chaos in this country. I mean, things that we never thought that we would expect to see, we're seeing it. Number one, we're dealing with a pandemic that people said, wow, they thought they'd never see a pandemic. But then this was someone who received a briefing about an illness that was coming in from a foreign country and did nothing about it and said, oh, it's nothing but a head cold, dismissed it, and he's still making fun of it now. And now you have 200,000, more than 200,000 plus people are dead from this. And now you have someone who's in office who refused to denounce white nationalist groups. I mean, I've seen presidential debates before. This one was the worst. It was by far the worst. I mean, you're a so-called leader of the free world, and this is how you address people. You're making fun of people, insulting people, and, of course, lighting the fuse for white nationalists.
So let me ask something, Kato. Let me ask something.
Yeah.
So everyone is entitled to their opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Who you vote for, you know,
right.
That's on you. But
right.
Do you feel that this guy has basically put the battery in the back of racism and has let it run wild? Because, you know, for people of color, we know what, you know, racism is. There's certain other people that, you know, don't want to believe it. And there's the racist that actually doesn't believe and exist because they don't believe that they are. They just believe, some of them just believe that, well, you know, America's mine. I mean, what do you think about the fact that he has been so divisive? And he's played a major part in the divisiveness when it comes down to the color and ethnicity in this country.
Oh, well, what he did was that he relit the fuse of it. It was there, but he lit the fuse. Because remember, during President Obama's administration, when the Tea Party, when those conservatives came with the Tea Party, which, by the way, was a racist group, and they had their rallies, and people are standing there with guns in their hands and having all these racist epithets during their rallies towards the Obamas, towards President Obama. Now, here he comes with his birther movement in 2011, in which President Obama made him look real stupid when he came with his birth certificate. And this is the first time that he had to do this. And I don't believe that they would be picking on President Obama had he been white. No one ever asked a white person for their birth certificate, but Donald Trump fired up the brand. And when he campaigned for president in 2015, let's remember something. Who was the one who started with, oh, these Mexicans are coming into the country, they're rapists, they're gangbangers, they're doing all this stuff, these immigrants are going to take your jobs away? And what was his slogan? Make America Great Again. His slogan,
But wait a minute, it seems that Mexicans, you know, I wouldn't speak for all of them. But it seems like the Mexicans and the Latin community, you know, kind of supports him.
And that's the sad part about it. That's sad. Because he spoke up against the Mexicans, and he also targeted Muslims, and all these groups began to grow more and more. And under his administration, under the past 4 years, like last year, there's a reliable website that I look at. There were 900 and 20 hate groups in the United States. They blew up. And plus you have the Proud Boys who are out there, which he didn't even denounce. And by the way, Brother B, I saw that message that you sent. Man, listen. What did he say in the debate? He said, stand by and be ready. It's like he gave them the green light. He gave them.
That was the sign.
Yep, that's the sign.
Well,
that he
all
gave
right.
Them.
So I'm gonna ask Lady T and then to Red. What do you, right, Lady T? Does the violence make sense? Like to this all with all this divisive. Like, why does the violence have to come with it? Like, why does making America great again have to come along with violence? Why, with the so-called Proud Boys, there has to be violence? Like, why can't it just be, like, talk? Like, what's your, you know, your take on
it? Why should there even be talk about that? First of all, it seems like it's a distraction to impose violence. It reminds me nothing, no different than the protest. You go out there to protest peacefully. We're going out there to vote peacefully. So you have those people who want to start riots at the protest. The Proud Boys mm-hmm. are the riot for the voting booths. That's how I view it. So it's the same kind of scenario to cause a distraction, to cause chaos, to make people not want to go out there and vote because they're probably mm-hmm. scared for their lives. It's a scare
mm-hmm.
tactic.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I agree with Lady T 100%.
I
was going to say
100%.
The same thing. It's a scare tactic. They're saying that to scare people into you know, just like you said, not wanting to go to the polls, not wanting to, you know, vote. Oh, if I go, I don't know what's going to happen. Oh, Trump, you know, they have all these fears. Like I said, the pandemic mm-hmm. is bad enough. Like I said, you got a pandemic going on where people are already in fear. They've been already in fear with that. So now you got, you know, these things going on where they, you know, that's what they don't want to do. Like I got in the mail three, you know, paper ballots in the mail. Okay, but they don't want, you know, that people, you
yeah.
know, they don't, not that they don't want, but just like you said, it's a scare tactic.
I think they're very afraid of the turnout when Obama became president. I think they fear
mm-hmm.
that turnout again.
Yeah,
that's
oh, yeah.
what they really
right,
fear.
But what
so,
kind of turnout? Well, I didn't see anything that was crazy. That
it was humongous.
People
you had
happy.
People who never even voted that even went to vote. That's how
yeah.
deep it was. So they're very afraid of that.
They're scared out of their minds. Because they're out there, you know, with guns, intimidating people in other states, like, let's just say in, like, I could say Virginia and in other states in the South, they're trying to intimidate people from voting. That's why.
And those
even,
would be the same people that scared in the red states that you could turn those red states blue. It's a threat.
Exactly. They're scared
but
out of their
mind. This is 2020, but this is, like I said, they've been doing this for years. This is how they feel
mm-hmm.
that they can get things across. Like I said, we don't think like that all the time. You know, we don't think like it's like that's what they consistently think. Oh, we got to get our guns. Oh, we got to ensue violence. So this, guess what? Who's the violence? How y'all going to sit up there and talk about it? That's what I said. I think it's a mental illness with this or brainwashing or something. Or I don't know what it is. It's like because how can you sit up there and turn around and talk about how violent black people are and all
exactly.
And Mexicans and this one and that. Oh, they're savages and they're this and that and the other and they come from that country. But look what y'all do here. You sit up here
mm-hmm.
putting people in fear because they want to go out and vote, because they want to march, because they this and because they that. Are you kidding me?
Because
oh, yeah,
their whole a lot of it, their attitude is do as we say is not as we do. And
exactly.
that's always been, you know, that American attitude. But all right, I will ask you this. Red,
oh, so in other words,
Lady
don't
T,
take responsibility for your actions. Okay.
Oh, uh-huh. You'll never take responsibility.
No, they'll
yeah,
never. For what they do. But I will ask you this. Red, Lady T, and then K-Dog.
Mm-hmm.
Law enforcement's role in this, because most of these law enforcement agencies back him. And I'm concerned where, yeah. So my concern is, so when these people do come to try and stir the pot, who is law enforcement going to take up for? Is it going to be the
one,
you know, is it going to be the Proud Boy people or the ones that fit the right color code, or is it going to be the others? See, that's my concern, because usually when they roll up on the scene, they're taking one side before the next. So, Red, what do you, when it comes down to law enforcement,
mm-hmm.
do you see what type of role that they have in this? And if so, I mean, what does that say to you?
Well, I guess, you know, like I said, I guess with that, once again, we have to look at it as, okay, I'll say this. They have to do their job in terms of, okay, whatever starts to happen or if something happens, hopefully it won't be anything, but they have to carry out certain protocols. We all know that. But now, once again, I think it's all on an individual of how far they're going to take it in terms of their thinking. Because just as you said, are they going to be on the level of, okay, I'm going to do this because of this person's color and because of what I heard, or am I going to do this because of my own political views? Am I going, you know what I'm saying? Am I going to, you know, try to carry out what I need to carry out as a you know, officer, or, you know, or I'm just going to go do my own thing because of this is what I think. So we know that's how I feel that's how that's going to go.
Well, real
they're
quick,
just going to go according to what
in.
They to what they think.
Well, real quick before Lady P goes in, I think a lot of people sacrifice individualism to be a part of the pack when you become lawful.
Mm-hmm.
Because the whole thing is it's supposed to be a collective mind state, not individually. Like, you're really not supposed to be an individual. You're supposed to be under, like, that one-minded. Like, it's all about the blue. Even though it's just
yeah, but
dark,
if everybody got that one
because
mind.
There's no ethnicity to it. Yeah, there's no ethnicity
right.
to it. It's just the job. Like somebody once told me, once a cop, twice a civilian. So, but some people take that shit way too far. So
right.
once again, I mean, you know, go ahead, Lady P. Like I said, I just feel that, like, when you're talking about it's up to the individual, sometimes you can't be an individual when you're working with a collective mind state. You know what I'm saying?
I get you.
Go ahead, Lady P.
I think Pride Boys already got their permit, so we know they ain't going to be bothered. Nobody bothering them.
mm-hmm.
I know who they're going to be going with. They just going to be protecting whomever, I guess. I don't know. Can't call it.
Yeah, you can't. Like, it's just crazy.
It is. It's,
well,
it's,
who are they protecting?
They're protecting. They're going
to
be protecting whoever's not going to be causing the trouble, I guess. Who knows?
Right.
Quote-unquote.
No,
not
quote-unquote.
Quote,
yeah, I'll say that quote-unquote. Guess what? Somebody could be just not doing anything and they, you know, go after them for nothing.
Exactly. And, of course, when
they're really doing their job, they're going to make it look like they're doing their job. That's all. That
right, absolutely.
Be. I mean,
absolutely.
K-Dog, I feel that. And some people can call it negative or anti. I really don't care what people say anymore because, like, your opinion, listen, if we know each
right.
other and we cool and we talk like everybody up here, I value your opinion. I try to
right.
value everyone's opinion until they show me the shit, and then I got to
mm-hmm.
give you the shade.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, sometimes I feel like, especially in those southern states, Proud Boys are in uniform.
Oh, yes, they are.
Proud
I believe
Boys are in uniform. Go ahead. Take it away, Kendall. Take it.
You know what it is with the Proud Boys? When he gave them the green light, he's given them the green light from the moment he became president. And the Proud Boys feel, now they feel like they have that power. Like, yeah, we're going to go ahead and intimidate people from voting. Like, today as I watched on the news, I saw like voters in Georgia are lined up. They already started voting already. They're not allowing themselves to be intimidated. And the thing is, with these Proud Boys, you know, being that he gave them the green light, you know, they're gonna do what they can to intimidate people. They're gonna go out there, but on election day, they'll probably go out there. But yet, people are already voting. People are already mailing in ballots already. What are you going to do? What, you're trying to protect your master?
That's
what
they're
doing.
You're going to mail ballots. You're going to post. You're going to meet with a postal worker and take a peek at some of these things. It's a problem.
Right.
I don't know.
Exactly. And it's crazy. Yeah, go ahead.
You know, like basically, it goes into what you're saying. It's a shame that it's 2020 and we're actually have the, there's actually a big question mark over the voting system right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is like, to me, these are conversations that we really, unless it's talking about who you're going to vote for, that's one thing, and why you're going to vote for them, that's one thing. But if we're actually having conversations about the system of voting,
yeah,
then there's a very, very big problem. And
even though, don't forget, we've been having that discussion.
We have been.
Yes.
But it's scary that we are having it, because how much, how far did it set us back?
We should not have these conversations talking about.
What's up, Lady P?
Has it really set us back, or have we not moved out that spot? You know what I mean?
And
I don't know if there's any progression.
And I'm not sure if anybody will agree with me when I say this. There's something else, too, that we need to discuss, too, in this Trump America. And it involves our own people. I'm sure everyone will agree with this. There are these, what they call themselves, these conscious, I call them conscious Negroes, who are out there on social media doing everything they can tell black people, to tell us, don't go to these polls, don't vote in these polls, don't vote for this, don't vote for that, telling us not to vote.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a problem.
House Negroes?
No,
the house
not
Negroes?
The house Negroes. They quote on the conscious Negroes. They are
very
conscious Negroes.
If a conscious person is not going to try to sway you from doing something that you just feel is right, like thinking a conscious person may enlighten you on certain
mm-hmm.
situations if you're not in the know, but conscious
right.
people, their mind states are totally different. So you really have these fake asses who know a couple of big words because
yeah.
they were reading
like,
Wikipedia or the
bait.
Thesaurus that day. You know, the thesaurus that day, and they're throwing around some big words and they're making it seem like they're smart when they're not. I mean, because I've seen a few people take a step back and have been really, really quiet.
Yeah,
like what's the dude with the afro? What's his name? He's a professor.
Oh, Cornel West. Dr. Cornel West.
Real quiet.
No, he said something.
Quiet.
He said, oh, he's going to hold his nose. He said he's going to hold his nose and go out and vote. He says we haven't.
What does that
yeah,
mean? Hold his nose. What that mean?
Like, you know, even though he sees it's not good. But you know what's sad about it? Biden and Harris are not even in there yet, and you're sitting there knocking them already. I'm like, are they in office yet? No. And you're sitting
what do you
there
mean
trying,
by knocking? What do you mean by knocking them? What do you mean by that?
Like, oh, I can't stand them. I hate them. I'm like, listen, no
them.
Politician.
Oh,
you heard
perfect.
People saying this? Like, people
yeah,
are starting
and, oh, and I've heard someone, and you know what? There's a master texter who Hot Rod and Sean Blacknose, who I know, unfortunately, and he goes to him and he him and this other guy, they're both you know, they're both been brainwashed. I'm sure Lady T knows what I'm talking about when they're brainwashed
mm-hmm.
into believing things. They've called and excuse the phrase, one of them even called Kamala Harris a bitch.
Well, because it's associated with Obama. Like
yeah.
With Biden associated with Obama, and those who hate Obama are gonna hate Biden. Simple and plain.
Yeah.
And then there's this fear because I heard it brought up that he is, you know, Joe Biden wins, which I'm praying he does, he's going to be the oldest, you know, president, you know, in history. And they're concerned about, you know, his health or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it. But I think there's a bigger fear of a black woman becoming the president.
Of course. You know that's what
and,
it is.
And, yeah,
that's
yeah,
what
yeah,
I want to say, unfortunately.
Can I just say something real quick?
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to say something real quick. We have the oldest president right now. Do
exactly.
we not? I'm
yeah.
a little confused with that whole concept because we have
well,
one sitting that is the oldest right now, isn't he?
Yes.
Am
fake
I missing
news.
Something?
Fake news.
Fake news.
That's why he acts the way he does.
I was a little confused
like a little
for a second.
And the sad thing is, he's 70. He was born in 46. That means he's 74.
Something they said.
Yeah, 74.
Couple years. I mean, nobody had a problem with Biden when he was VP. They loved him.
Nope.
I'm not understanding what the deal is.
And
because I've heard a lot of things. I'm going to say this. I've heard some things that he has done or said. Okay, so I think it's more of people are just – my thing is people just want to change, and they're going to be riding with them because they want him out of there. So my thing is this I'm sorry to say – I don't think he's going to win this, and mainly because of the VP, I don't think he's going to win this.
Well, we thought the same thing with Obama. I thought Obama wasn't going to win, and he damn sure won two times.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sometimes, I'm going to say it with that. Once again, it's been planned. This has all been planned. And this is planned ahead of time, like years ahead of time. I really feel that way.
And people,
no matter how you slice it, once again, there's a nervousness.
Mm-hmm.
If he wins, four more years of chaos. If he loses, what are the idiots going to do?
Hallelujah. People will jump for
violence.
Joy.
Violence.
More violence. Violence heightened.
He hasn't denounced the violence.
Nope, he never did.
Only when it came down to the protesters, you know, to the people who were protesting death by the hands of some of these uniformed, individuals in law enforcement. And, to a degree, I get it. No, you shouldn't be burning down your own neighborhood. You shouldn't be burning the looting. But then again, there was people of a lighter shade that came and took advantage of the looting. Let's not forget
exactly.
That.
Exactly.
My thing is, but once again, do as I say and not as I do. And see, and that's the problem that, I noticed, especially with some of these groups, especially these gun groups, these black gun groups, everybody want to get all amped up, and it's like, well, yeah, y'all want to get popped off, and we going to pop off. And, and everybody's a little on edge. And I think it can get worse. Like, he's creating this hot pot as to where if he doesn't win, there's going to be some people that are caught up in their feelings, and there's going to be, like, this clash. Because I've never heard of the Proud Boys until, like, recently. Like, they just came out of nowhere. Like, they're, like, the white version of the Black Panthers or whatever, so to speak. Or, as the guy said, they're supposedly a multinational, group of proud Americans where they accept any and everybody. You can spin that bullshit all you want. And it's your bullshit. So you own it, and that's on you. But when you're wearing like body armor, and then you're going out there talking about, yeah, well, this is going to happen, or we're just protecting these people, like you self-proclaimed militia people, you're not doing a service. You're doing a disservice. Because all you're doing is, once again, putting people on edge, and you can't go out here threatening grown men that are about that life, threatening their families, threatening grown-ass women who are down to protect their family. You can't go do it because, listen, you can have all the training in the world, but when it comes down to defending your family and defending yourself, there was a fear that would take over. And it could just get that bad. It really can. So all the fear mongering and putting people on the edge, it's not going to work well for those who think that it's okay to do it. Because you don't put somebody in a position, like black people have had their back against the wall for years. And now it's at a point, I don't care if no one wants to say it, but I am going to say it. It's in conversations, and then observation, it really seems like it's everyone else against black. It's really starting to seem, it's really starting to look that way. And
I think it's always
that
been like that.
Said, well, it has, but you know what? It's just that now it's like it's more open now. Like a lot of people are really seeing certain things for what it is, the Kens, the Karens, the, you know, even with law enforcement. They've been doing that stuff for years, but it's interesting how somebody could say, oh, well, you know, law enforcement, you know, officers kill everyone. They didn't kill anyone of any color. Yeah, and, oh, and it's the media that's hyping it up. But who's giving the media something to feed off of? There is an issue because the media has seen it and they've grabbed it and sensationalized it because it keeps happening. Now, if it was a consistent thing of where law enforcement officers were shooting white people, then the media would have grabbed it, took it, and sensationalized it, and it would have been, it would be big news. But once again, with this country, there always has to be a bad guy. Just like with the Cowboys and the Indians. Like when the Pilgrims came over here and stole the land, you know, there had to be an enemy. So the Indians, the indigenous people were the enemy. Because, you know, they were the savages.
Savages, right.
Now we're savages. But you stole us and brought us here. So how are we savages?
I will never understand. That's what I'm saying. I don't understand how they don't see that. How you don't see that?
They see it. They just don't care. That's the thing. And it's like that girl, that woman said in that video, you lucky black people are out here just for a fair shake and not for revenge. Because we're not about that. But it's obvious, you know what I'm saying? But don't push us. And I think, see, that's what's going down. There's people out there that are really pushing it. But to those people that are pushing it, you're not going to come into the hood and start that shit. You're not going to come into the hood.
I don't think they
do. Some of these,
they
know,
wouldn't
nah,
because
nah, they
look
they
at it. They look at it like the hood is destroying itself anyway. Why should we bother with
that? Yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
Yeah, but because
that's why
they're
doing all that BS in those places. That's why they do it where they're doing that because they know they can't come into. Listen, they can't come to New York with that BS.
Well,
you think they come
like
to New York with that shit? Yeah, right.
Don't give the hood a reason to pop off. That's the way I see it. You can't bring it because don't give them a reason to start something that you might not be able to finish. And that's the thing. You can have all the tanks and bombs and guns that you want, but you know what the thing is? They don't have the numbers. They got weapons, but they don't have the numbers. And supposedly that's on paper. That's fact. Like in what, a couple of years, they will be the minority, and that's that. You don't have the numbers,
yep.
So why sacrifice what you have for a bullshit battle that, in the grand scheme of things, you just may not win. Don't care how much ammo you got. It don't make sense.
Yeah, no, but they have that mentality. I'm willing to die for this. I don't care. I'm going down in the. And the bad, you know, like they watch too many goddamn movies. Like, so I watch some damn movies
exactly.
With all that.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm serious.
The Rambos.
Whatever movies is out now today, or whatever was going on, they think that, you know, it's not going to go down like that. It ain't that many of them.
Yeah, but, you know, like I said, I find it interesting how. This guy, 45, is just actually trying to paint this picture. And to those who don't think so, like, I mean, listen, this is a guy who, he doesn't pay his taxes. He doesn't do this. He just basically gets away with stuff. That's why he's, like, the god of the charlatans. Like, the people who think like him, they love him because he embodies everything, you know, they think and how they feel. So what does that really say about Trump supporters, K-Dog? I mean, the people who support him, I mean, be honest. Do you look at people who support Trump differently? K-Dog?
No.
I will go, Lady B. Do you look at people who, how do you look at Trump support?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you. I hear you now. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I could say people who support Trump, what are you supporting? What can you say that has come out of this administration that was positive? And when you ask them that question, oh, look at what he's doing for business. Oh, look what he's doing for the economy. Look what he's doing for
That was Obama.
Right. And this was all President Obama. And they'll say it's a lie. I'm like, what, are you brainwashed into believing all these lies? When someone is lying, basically lying, and standing in front of the whole nation and telling lies, I don't know what it is. If you're looking at the debates and see that he did a good job, then this must be something psychologically wrong with you. If you think that, well, he's making America good. How's he making this country great again? Do you see the state of this country? Take a good look at America. Take a good look at it. What do you see in America now? Look at the America in 2020. You know, in the past 4 years, what have we seen? Division. You look at families that are divided, because there are some people who have family members who support him who disassociate themselves with that family member. You have areas where people live in that are separated because you have those who support him and those who don't. And based on his language, based on his body language, everyone who studies body language, you have to wonder, like, damn, what the hell is going on here? Look at what he's saying. Look at how he's acting. I mean, do you not see what's going on? The disrespecting women, disrespecting people of color.
And that's because they're people like, because you know why? Because they're like that.
Right.
That's and why they don't see anything wrong.
Exactly. And you know what made it worse is that you're not even denouncing the wrongs that were being done, and you're not even he never denounced it. And you look at even the vice presidential debate when Mike Pence went on to defend the police officers who murdered Breonna Taylor, and even calling protesters troublemakers. Oh, but they're going around looting. I'm like, peaceful protesters? Wow. You know, you have to take a look back at the 1960s when Governor George Wallace ruled, when he was running in Alabama, the things he was doing. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Look at this.
That's because they're like that. If you support somebody like that, that's because that's who you are as a person. That means you're basically like that person as well. Maybe not to the extreme, but you have those type of thinking.
I mean, listen. I'm all for, you know, you having your own opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's your choice who you vote for and whatever. But don't try to make your lie my fact.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, people really like to twist the narrative and twist the lies into truth. And maybe it's a truth you choose to believe, but not everybody else is on, you know, on that bandwagon.
Why not if it's the art of persuasion?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not a very, mm-hmm. they're not doing a very good, you know, good job at persuading
nope.
anything, because all you're doing is, once again, is just you're creating, you're fighting fear and panic, you're putting people on edge. And when you put people on edge, they you know, nine times out of ten, they go into defense mode. And see, psychologically, I think that's what they want, so they can just have a reason to say, oh, I had to do this. Like Kyle Rittenhouse. You know, that little dumbass kid who, you know, went off and did what he did. He put himself in a position as to where, yeah, if you do this, then I'm going to do that. And people want to, you know, claim that he's a hero. He's no hero. He broke numerous laws, federal and state. He's no hero, but it goes to show you what real win do we have, or what are we really saying to the people, to the youth, to the other countries that are watching, when we say it's okay for certain people to break the law and certain people not to. You're being a hypocrite. America's
going to
be known for it. Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's
your color,
color.
It says a lot.
And now you're manipulating the voting system, which basically you're saying there is no such thing as, like, democracy is on life support.
Big time.
This election right here will prove it. Depending on what happens, it will prove it. Democracy is really on life support. Because there are people out there that really have been fed the soup and think that it's okay to have a dictator. Because I think some people are not that smart enough to really know. Like, they say the word, but they don't really understand the language and what's behind the word, the meaning of the word. They don't get it. When they see a dictator, they think somebody like Putin. But it doesn't have to be to that extreme. Like, 45 has created an atmosphere that is of a dictatorship, but it's like, hey, you chose this. I just said this, but you chose that. You elected me your God because of X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm. And you know what else that he added too? He said this, and it's not fake news, where he said that he thanks the black people who sat out the election in 2016. He said he thanked them for helping him win the election.
Wow! And he said that.
Oh, well,
yeah. You know, and it's sad. It's sad. Because you know what? Remember in 2016, remember half of the country, the majority of Americans stayed home. They crossed their hands and said, we ain't voting. And look at the result of you staying your ass at home and not voting. How do you like it now?
Well, now he's probably banking on that again.
No, I don't know what it is.
Well, yeah. Yeah, because some don't know any better. And at the same time, once again, the voting system is being manipulated. So, you know, with that being said, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's obvious that this guy has, like, put his poison in the pot and, you know, people are just, you know, sipping the soup hard. I'm not going to, you know, stand here and, you know, be negative or sound negative. But some may take it that way, and I really don't care. But, you know, because it's your choice. But I really have lost faith in humanity, a lot of humans, especially over these past 3.5, almost 4 years. I really have started to see the decline in humanity. And it may have started before, I think, of course, it started before Obama. Obama came in, and then people started showing their ass. Certain people started showing their ass because there was a fear of not black man politics, just black man in general, a black family in general. You know, there was a problem with that. Like, as much as people don't want to admit it, are we really still on this color shit? Because that's what this is really all about. If racism didn't exist, if certain people who just didn't have these issues or hang-ups with color, I think everything would be fine. We just may have bullshit, you know, issues like, oh, Lady T don't eat fried chicken. Oh, and, you know, Big Red have a seafood habit. You know what I'm saying? We just have, you know, simple stuff. You know what I'm saying? But this racism thing, it just goes to show you overall, like, that is king. Like, people are so really caught up on this color thing. And it's sad. And I have to say, if it's 2020 and you're a bigot or a racist, like, you're one-third of a human. Like, you ain't shit. Because you're actually judging somebody off the color of their skin when there's so much more to an individual than just the color. It's like, you're the lowest of the low. And whether you love me or hate me for saying it, that's my truth, because I take people as for their character, for who they are. Like, your color doesn't matter, because whether you're white, black, yellow, red, it doesn't matter. If you're an ass, you're an ass.
Mm-hmm.
If you're good, you're good, and that's just what it boils down to. But if we're still living like this in 2020, based off color, because that's what it seems, like I said, everything seems is color. It's color. Most people say, oh, it's not about color. It always goes back to color. Always goes back to color.
Mm-hmm.
We always got issue with these
You're
things.
Right.
No matter what. But yet, you want to eat our food. You want to dance our dance. You want to be culture vultures. You want to do all this shit, but you hate black people. Stop it. Stop letting this guy and his divisiveness. Because you know what? It could be said. It could be said. Maybe he's not a racist, but he know how to turn that fire up and get everybody fighting against each other. And he's sitting back laughing. He's sitting back winning. I'm not saying that he's not, but just think about it. He's a charlatan. And what do charlatans do? The bullshit. I mean, is this something? Is this really something to think about? This is what we're working with. This is what we've been working with. This is the man who still thinks that the Central Park Five are guilty after they've been exonerated.
That's because he's just
like he only believes in the justice system when it works for him. So,
right, exactly.
It's that privilege. It's that privilege.
Absolutely. Only works when it's only good when it works for him.
And this is why you have a lot of people out there that feel emboldened to do what they do, because there's the privilege. Some people don't get it, but now some people are getting the white privilege. They see what it's about. They're benefiting off of it. And it's a shield. It protects them. There's the white privilege. In some cases, there's the Spanish privilege. In some cases, there's the Indian privilege, the Asian privilege. There's
right, but we don't never have a privilege.
But, oh, no, but as long as you're black, there is no privilege. And once again, so it always goes back to the black. Yeah, it always goes back to the black. No matter how you slice it, how you spill it or whatever, it always goes back to the black, which is annoying. Because no one always wants to come up with a topic and talk about politics or talk about certain things, but it always goes back to the black.
Yep.
But this is what it is, because this is what this country was rooted in. It was rooted in bigotry. It was rooted in hatred. It was rooted in racism. And now in 2020, with that 2020 vision, people are starting to see certain things. Now, people can talk what they want about 2020, but I believe me and Red had discussed it before. You can say what you want about 2020, but shit, we don't know what's going to happen in 2021. This might just be the preview.
Mm-hmm.
To the shit show.
Right, exactly.
Listen,
especially after the election.
Yeah, I mean, listen. I mean, I'm sure somewhere either we've done it before or we know people that may have stepped in shit. It's one thing to step in shit, but when you're wearing them shoes and it's caught in the grooves of you, then we got problems.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
You can step in the shit and wipe it off all you want. Yeah, but when it's caught in the groove, and see, I think 2021, we're going to be in the groove. It's definitely, we in the groove, man. So, right now, you can get the wiping. But, yeah, that group, yeah, you're going to be stuck. We're going to be stuck.
Damn shame. That is a damn shame. Oh,
well,
shit.
To wrap this up, Lady T, Big Red, K-Dog, you guys be safe out there. Hot Rod,
be safe.
Too, brother.
Hope all is well, brother.
You too, everybody. Be safe.
We'll probably be around Sunday for another, hot button topic show. You know, our little Sunday edition of our world, and we'll go from there. But gentlemen, like I said, everybody be safe out there. Stay blessed. Be blessed. No stress.
All right? That's right.
Stress.
Episode of the Men and the King. Everybody,
peace
yeah,
out,
go
y'all.
Listen to some Sade. Go listen to some Sade or some Robert Glasper.
Yeah, that's
I've been listening to that all day. I'm done.
Yeah. But yo,
check
out some Sade. Robert Glasper is good. Yeah, he's mean. He got some stuff going on. Check him out.
All right.
All right, y'all.
All right.
All right, guys.
Peace out, y'all.
All right. Later.
Later.